Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.imemc.org for Tuesday, December 16th, 2014. Israeli troops invade West Bank communities, kill a Palestinian civilian and kidnap others. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. A young Palestinian man was shot and killed by Israeli soldiers as they invaded on Tuesday at dawn the Kalandia refugee camp in the central West Bank district of Ramallah. Medical sources said that soldiers shot Muhammad Abdullah Adwan, 21 years of age, seriously wounding him to the head and prevented Palestinian medics from reaching the heavily bleeding Palestinian. The sources added that the medics eventually managed to reach the seriously wounded man and moved him to a Palestinian medical center in Ramallah, where he died of his serious injury. Eyewitnesses said that dozens of soldiers invaded the camp during early dawn hours to kidnap some Palestinians, an issue that led to clashes with scores of local youth. The soldiers fired dozens of rounds of live ammunition, while local youth hurled stones, empty bottles, and several Molotov cocktails at the invading vehicles. The army later kidnapped a Palestinian man and took him to unknown destination. According to the Israeli military, Palestinian fighters exchanged fire with the invading soldiers, threw an explosive charge at them, and that the soldiers shot and injured two Palestinians. The army reported no injuries among its soldiers. Also on Tuesday, dozens of Israeli soldiers invaded the southern West Bank city of Hebron and nearby communities, shot and wounded one Palestinian and kidnapped at least five others. In Gaza, five Israeli military vehicles carried out on Tuesday morning a limited invasion into Palestinian lands east of the southern Gaza Strip district of Rafah and Khan Yunis. Local sources reported that military vehicles came from Kerem Abu Salem military base across the border and advanced a short distance into farmlands, while several tanks and armored vehicles were stationed close to the border fence. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Tuesday, December 16th, 2014 news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Ghassan Bannoura.